Gaza, the reality on the ground. Israeli bombing, destruction and massacre have become a daily occurrence in the besieged Gaza Strip, with no end in sight.
آنچه که امروز سردمداران رژیم صهیونیست انجام میدهند یک نسل کشی است، یک فاجعه عظیم تاریخی است و مجرم و پشتیبانان مجرم باید در سطح جهانی محکوم بشوند و باید مجازات بشوند.
Remarks by the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution pointed to Iran's concern over the onslaught against the citizens of the besieged Gaza Strip.
The Zionist regime must be prosecuted and tried in international courts, including the International Criminal Court, for violating the most basic international regulations and humanitarian laws.
Over 1,000 Palestinians, many of them women and children, have been killed since Israel began its offensive in the Gaza Strip on July 8th. The United Nations says over 80% of the fatalities have been civilians. According to reports, two senior Palestinian officials have already filed a complaint against Israel at the International Criminal Court at The Hague.
The international legal system can definitely bring Zionist officials to justice for their war crimes, but this depends on the determination of the governments. There are certain ways to achieve that goal, for example, referring to Israel's case to the International Criminal Court or the International Court of Justice, or holding a special court like what was held for the case of former Yugoslavia and Rwanda.
Gaza has been blockaded since June 2007, a situation that has caused a decline in the standards of living, unprecedented levels of unemployment, and unrelenting poverty. Iranian lawyers, in cooperation with her international colleagues, are currently working on a lawsuit to bring Israeli officials to justice as soon as possible for their crimes against humanity in the Gaza Strip. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.
Libya's Red Crescent says it has recovered the